Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, good morning. My gosh. My goodness. Hi, Christy. Hello. Christy?
Hey.
Are you there?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm having a moment that we're, you know.
No problem.
It's definitely one of those. Yeah, I'm having one of those. Like, where all of a sudden it's like, why isn't this working? Well, thanks so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it big time.
Not a problem.
And,
not a problem.
I really do appreciate it. So, well, let's just get started. And for those of you who don't know, and maybe you don't, because a lot of us, like, in the stepmother space, just kind of are living our lives day to day and trying to survive it. So may not be aware that we have many leaders for the tribe, as I would call it. And Christy, you know what? I'm not 100% sure how to say your name. So is it Christy Tussing-Borgel?
Yep, Christy Tussing-Borgel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know your name in writing because it's, you know, obviously I see you on social media and I read your thing. So it's just that you never get to say it. So Christy is really one of the, in my mind, like when I first decided to get into the more helping space with this, with step family management, was one of the first names that pop up, I think, when you Google step family. And she is actually the founder of National Step Family Day, which is why I asked her to join us today. And not only that, but she's been a leader in so many facets of step family, I would say research, giving us, like, not only great advice, but I would say fact-based advice. Is that fair? And from what I could see, you've dedicated your life to the cause. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
You're one of those people that history will bear it out that you're one of, like, the great founders of helping the rest of us get help and sound advice, like, in this space. So I'm just going to get started because I especially want to talk about Step Family Day because there's lots of exciting things happening with that. So first of all, where always start. What's your story? How did you become a stepmom? What's the family doing?
Sure. When I met Jim, I had been divorced, I think, 3 years. He was divorced over a year.
Mm-hmm.
He had 2 children. I had 4. We started dating, didn't introduce our children to each other because I had done that in the past. And then when the relationship broke up, my kids were heartbroken. So I decided after 2 breakups that I would not introduce my children to anybody until I knew there was some form of a future. And my husband, Jim, agreed, and, you know, the same thing. He felt the same way. And as soon as we became serious, we met and, we eventually got married and eventually had an Irish child. So mm-hmm. We put together quite a big family. And to believe it or not, I really wasn't. When I look back, it's like I can't believe I wasn't scared of all that. We had custody of his son, and his daughter lived, you know, with his mother. And we had her every other weekend. And when we got together, it was really smooth. But about 3 years mm-hmm. into that, it got, you know, because the kids were ages 8 and under. So
mm-hmm.
Pretty soon I began to hear, you're not my mom. I don't have to listen to you. And I went on the internet, and there just wasn't a lot back then. And I laid in bed, and it was National Parents Day, President Clinton had proclaimed. And I laid in bed that night and told my husband, gosh, I wonder if there's a National Step Parents Day. You know what? I don't want just the parents. I want the whole family. I mean, I'm talking the whole family. Exes, you know, grandparents, aunts, uncles. I mean, so many people were affected with step family that night it was conceived. And the next day I got on the phone and called Governor Engler's office, who was the governor of Michigan at that time. And I went to work. And that's how
that's
it all
amazing.
Started. Mm-hmm.
That's really,
I just
like,
wanted, It was awareness. Yeah, the day, you know, why I didn't choose, you know, just the parents is I wanted the day, I wanted awareness because, you know, some step families are like, oh, God, who can celebrate Family Day? Our family's in turmoil. But that's the complete opposite, Barbara. It is for the awareness. It's to give those support as well as those that have merged well, you know. So the day isn't just for the successful step families. It's our hearts are out to those that are fighting to keep their family together without the turmoil of, you know, divorce, breakups, as we all know, that can be a treacherous ground to walk on.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And, you know, I just wanted to point out also, like, on your website for National Step Family Day, you actually, can you explain to, like, the picnics and the events and the suggestions, if you will, and
sure.
How you envision all celebrating?
Sure. That first year, I think we had, like, 24 or 25 states proclaimed. The following year in 1998, governors began to say, hey, listen, we need an activity. So I embarked on a National Step Family Day picnic for that day. Mm-hmm. And I bit more than what I could chew because mm-hmm. I never realized trying to coordinate a national activity back then was, you know, my family didn't see me for a couple months. That's, and we'll leave that there. But I did it, and it got easier, and people began to kind of step in and help me a little bit. And I really wanted just that activity for them to celebrate, you know. And then we began to add on, like, you know, get your family photo done or go on a nature and Netflix. Pardon me?
I said that's a great idea.
Yes. And then this year, I want the family to get together. I mean, that was the whole purpose of Step Family Day, is to have that day. And September 16th, though, of course, always fell on different, you know, days of the week, and seemed like the weekends mm-hmm. always seemed like I had the bigger outcome of it, you know. So I always
right.
said, you know, we can celebrate on the 16th, but, you know, have your picnics the following weekend, you know. And Netflix is kind of doing a DVD, and they do have some of the movies on the streaming live with the licenses that they were able to get, you know, for Step Family Day. So we're kind of having a movie night this year.
Yeah. So let's talk about Netflix, because that was a huge win. When I saw that, that's what made me start looking for you. Like, where is she? I got to talk to her. I thought it was huge that Netflix decided to get involved. Were you contacting them or hounding them or hunting them down?
Yeah, it didn't take that long. I mean, it really wasn't that big
yes.
of a struggle. To be honest with you, it was a message on Twitter, on DVD Netflix, and they said, give us a list. So I took about a week or so, and asking other people, you know, are there any other movies? And we gave Netflix a big list, and
mm-hmm.
they've delivered on their DVDs pretty good. And I also have promoted that link, you know, and I'm encouraging, you know, anyone that doesn't have a Netflix account, you get a free 30-day. And just go on
mm-hmm.
there and start picking your step family and get them delivered to your house and, you know, have a movie night.
Yeah, are they advertising on Netflix at all, or are they, I don't know how they market. I guess they're mainly social media and talking about it.
Yes, they are going to take the National Step Family Day logo. I'm waiting for them to do that because, you know, I had offered them the logo, and they said they were going to incorporate that. So I'm hoping they do that real soon. But they had already, confirmed. Right. First year, I know we're both fumbling. We've had a couple phone calls, and everybody's kind of fumbling too. I get that. But, I was absolutely thrilled. I mean, you know, when I got the okay, and it was, yeah. Yeah,
no, and it'll build, because one reputable brand that people recognize gets behind it, then the others will follow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from other brands, other industries. But I have a question, like, when, if it's Step Family Day, do you, would you prefer like the family sign up with you somewhere that we're doing it, or send you pictures? Is there anything like that going on to the site?
Not this year. We have had that. We have had, mm-hmm. You know, where people, I had places on my site that they could, you know, write their name, the city, you know, so I kept track. That first year we did it, there was over 800 picnics, which I know that may not be a lot across the United States, but
that's
for
a lot.
That first,
no.
Yeah, for that first year I was, but this year we have put our energy into so many other projects and future projects that this year we left it as a family movie night so I could alleviate a little bit and keep working on some future endeavors that we're doing for Step Family Day coming up. So,
okay. Of course, you know, I'm gonna ask, what are you working on? You don't have to tell me, but I have to ask. What is some of the projects?
It has to do with networks. It has mm-hmm. to do with TV, you know,
oh.
And, yeah, we have quite a few networks that are peeking at maybe really doing, you know, right on TV day, you know, movie night
right.
type, you know, situation
movie
with
night.
Different, right, with different sitcoms. And I'm working
oh,
with a lot of government. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes
yeah,
our voices overlap.
Yeah. No. And it's like a delay. But, yeah, with the government agencies, how does that work?
In order to get a proclamation, you know, of course you can get one from the president, which has not happened. Although I've had presidents, you know, I have request presidents to add stepmothers and stepfathers into the Mother's Day and Father's Day proclamation. President Clinton was
right.
the first one in history to do it. We've had that. Act of Congress, I've got, you know, irons in the fire with a few congressmen that we're hoping will bring it right to the Senate and the House, United States level, so it will be automatically. Then you got your governors. If your governors don't do it, then I have to petition a senator or representative in that state to vote and do a resolution. So most governors, I need in-state support because I don't, you know, I live in Michigan and I don't live in all the states. I sometimes have to, you know, pull in other people from states and say, hey, you know, can we add you to this request? And then we both get proclamations from the state governor. And it's like a 10-month ordeal. I get a couple months off and then I'm right back at it.
Wow. That's just like totally like amazing that this is, it's so nice to have someone who's just so passionate about getting something
yeah.
like this done. And it may seem like, I mean, I hear you. It may seem kind of like a, you know what I mean when I say sort of like a frivolous thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it really is,
for some,
because
yeah.
it, you know, well, I mean, because the whole thing is that when we all look at any struggles that we've had as we, you know, live our lives through the step family, you know, structure, so much
mm-hmm.
of it is perception before we even opened our mouths or even existed.
Absolutely.
It's perception. And so
Absolutely.
When you're doing something like this to create like a national day that it shows
mm-hmm.
that it's a place of honor, it changes
mm-hmm.
mindset for the future
mm-hmm.
because you want like our grandchildren to grow up and never even know that there's a difference. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, it's
oh,
like,
absolutely.
That's really like how I've seen it. And like, you know, what I'll do like in the future is start getting, you know, my little tribe all geared up so that their families, you know, make sure that they celebrate and to let them know what's going on and
mm-hmm.
so forth. So, you know, and do you, I mean, I don't know, like if in your work, do you ever like think, well, I know that so much else that you do about support systems for step families and, you know, what advice don't they need, right? Do you get involved with anything along those lines?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, I was with the Step Family Foundation in New York
mm-hmm.
and the Step Family Association of America, which was in Nebraska at that time. You know, I got great education. I was amongst the top-notch step family advocates in the United States. But sometimes, as not being a doctor or counselor, I tread lightly on that. I mean, I can give mama advice and stepmama advice in a heartbeat,
right.
But I'm kind of a little bit step back a little bit on the big advice, you know, or what your families can
right.
do. Not that I haven't, but you know, if it's something I feel confident in how to handle, or you know, for a family to handle a situation, I'll offer it in a minute. You know, but if it's
right.
an area that I don't feel trained in, you know, I feel more comfortable to see, you know, the professional level. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always put out what I did as a mom, you know, and a stepmom, excuse
right. that's,
me.
That's what I was going to ask you next. So let me see. You've got 5 kids, right, all together. There's 5.
There were 7 all together.
7. What did I miss? Wait, Jim had
4.
2.
I had 4,
yeah?
And we had 1 together.
Oh, that's right. Jeez.
My 4 is 2.
It's one of those
yeah.
days. I obviously can't.
That's okay.
So tell me, like
that's a lot of
journey.
Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yours, mine, ours.
I know. No kidding. So are they grown now? Where are you in the age range?
We are, the Irish child, which, of course, is the youngest, is 23.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest is 32. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, when you look back on the whole journey, and maybe you've had a chance to talk to your children, like what for you has been the biggest learning or greatest gift for that matter?
I think the thing that really opened my eyes as a stepmom, because I came from, you know, my parents have never divorced, so I had no training at all. I think the biggest thing is I was really attached to his kids. I mean, you know, some people say, oh, you can't love or, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, they were part of my husband. And I did
right.
fall in love with the kids. And, I mean, I was hurt by them just as my own kids, your own kids can hurt you, you know. So,
right.
I mean, I learned right away. I sat back and, you know, I remember getting kind of angry at times, even just feeling like I just want us to just be fine, or if the exes got ugly. And, I mean, it was a roller coaster ride. There were those good moments and bonding moments, and I walked away thinking, boy, if someone would have told me roller coaster, I probably could have handled a few of those things a little bit better. And my mm-hmm. biggest advocate is right now is this, because now we've got adult children. When they're little, and, you know, parents might, you know, have those conversations, not realizing children are listening. Those kids are going to grow up to be adults. And they're going to look at mm-hmm. you and remember these conversations. And I've always told step parents to do not have any conversations about their parent in
right.
front of them, or, you know, and I don't mean it has to be bad either. Please don't get me wrong. But, you know, these kids do grow up and they begin to see both sides. And the high
mm-hmm.
road is the best road. I mean, it's one thing my husband and I did. Yep. We never talked bad about their parents. So,
yep. I love that.
When they got older and asked questions, you know, we answered them as adults, but as children, no. Mm-mm.
Yep. Shame the parents, shame the children. They share
Absolutely.
The same DNA. So, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, and, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up about, you know, the one thing that just really, I don't want to say gets on my nerves, which is so painful, is when people say, well, you know, I know you love them, but not like your own.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood it. I mean, the last time I checked, love is love is love. I don't really think
mm-hmm.
there's really too much difference. And
mm-hmm.
When I say, no, I really love them. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People always look at me like, nah. Well, you know what? I see people, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a good analogy, but like you love your pets. You have friends that you always feel like it was like your sister
mm-hmm.
or your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then you love other people, but, you know, that's why when you're doing something like Step Family Day, it's so important, because that's that business of
mm-hmm.
you can't love someone else's children. I mean, no
mm-hmm.
one would say that to an adoptive family.
Perhaps I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it has to be an expectation. Now, that doesn't have to be an expectation or goal. I think sometimes there's that pressure of, you know, it's a deal breaker. If I don't get along with his kids, if I don't love his kids, this is, you know, this isn't going to work. And that's not necessarily true. That takes time. And I think when couples are dating mm-hmm. and they have kids, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, they feel, I think when you date with kids and you find someone that you're really interested in, you feel that saving grace of, oh, they're going to understand me. They got kids. He's got kids. I got kids. But there's a whole entity of relationships that need, and I think everybody's got to define their role, you know, as a stepmom, I'm a role model in front of you. You know, I'm not your mom. I'm not trying to replace her. You know, you have, there's just, and I mean, one of the biggest reasons that Family Day was conceived is this whole basket of real issues that can be handled maturely and properly and can make life a little bit easier, you know, and that's the awareness that I hope will always continue to grow is try, you know, try to get along with everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Plus, like, it's just by putting a name to it as well. It's almost like mm-hmm. there's sort of an unspoken, we don't really talk about it thing. Mm-hmm. And by putting a name on it and a celebration around it, it does, it will make a difference long term. It really
Absolutely.
Will. Like once you see, you know, Mark getting involved and, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully you're badgering them and, you know, it does make a really big difference. But I think you're right. It's like a feeling of you're forced, everybody feels forced to love and to hate.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what's told on the other side, and then that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to hate your stepmother. Everybody knows that, and it's yeah, right.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows that. That's a problem.
Cinderella.
I really like them, right? I know. I wrote a blog right called "It's Not Cinderella, It's Stepderella," and it's like when you really look at our day. We're cleaning. We're cooking. We're trying to make everybody happy. Trying to make it a fun place. Trying to just like, no, this is like Stepderella. Welcome to
Absolutely.
Know, my world. Yeah, but no one's going to look at that. I mean, it's and that's our journey, but it's really a really, you know, kind of a frustrating thing. And now, do the kids all get along, or what's the state of relationship in with all nine of you, plus Texas and everything?
All the kids get along pretty good. They all get together. They go to each other's houses and whatnot. I mean, there's a couple of them that really feel these are my brothers and sisters. And, you know, we have one that kind of grew up and now we're friends. And, you know, that's a little heartbreaking for my husband and I. But, you know, it's the reality
that's
of what it is.
People. Right. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I always felt like it's statistics, right? So if you can mm-hmm. get, you know, like, let's see, you've got seven. So my thing, my definition of success would be, and I'm making this up, it's based on no fact, 5 out of 7 is a huge win.
Exactly.
And, you know, life changes. Life changes.
It does.
As you go along.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you had 9 friends in a room, there'd always be a couple that were had something going on or, you know,
Absolutely.
Weren't as close
mm-hmm.
to the group as the other. You know, so it's, but yet our expectations are like we're all supposed to be perfect in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a really frustrating thing. So is there anything for all the women mainly that listened to my show? And I'm definitely mm-hmm. going to be posting all over our sites. We'll put it everywhere to remind them. Is there anything that you would like them to do in terms of the Step Family Day or just so I make sure that,
well, I mean, first,
clear.
Yeah, you know, it is a day for the whole family, and I encourage everybody to, you know, I kind of have on my website Step Family Day and Week because we decided, even though it's not going to be Step Family Week, it's Step Family Day, but we kept it open for a whole week so that you got visitation issues and, you know, we
That's
left
right.
it open. And so we figured if we just do a whole week, that gives families different days to, you know, do a celebration or, you know, we've had some adorable people write in of different things they've done and, you know, creative and making shirts and, you know, through the years, I'm just amazed at the creativity-ness. But we're also going on Twitter this year. You know, Step Family Day falls on like 100 different little days. like, you know, I don't know, Guacamole right. Day, whatever. And I think it's Mexican Independence Day. All those
it is
trends. Yeah. All those mm-hmm. trend all day on Twitter. And I thought, why doesn't Step Family Day? So we're doing a Twitter kind of campaign, if you will, just to bring it out. Hashtag Step Family Day 2016. So
okay.
I'm asking for help there. If everybody can just get on Twitter and throughout the whole day, just hashtag
right.
Step Family Day 2016.
Okay. You're going to see all my people. I'll kick it off at Stepmom Speaks, and I'll make sure that I'm on there all day. And I'll find you. What is your Twitter handle as well? Is this hashtag? Is there also another handle?
It's NSFD for National Step Family Day. We're leaving national kind of out when we do, because I mean we this year it's finally getting to Africa. I've got a activity going in South Africa, but we've got people in Canada, the UK, Australia, Mexico, and now South Africa. And I mean that is so humbling. I mean I get almost teary eyed thinking about, even though it may not be like 100% government official. Does it really need to be when a group of people decide we're going to, you know, I mean, the proclamation really states, I mean, exactly what the day means, and I'm thrilled. So we think each year
That's
on Twitter,
awesome.
We're
so,
just, yep.
Do you also want folks, when they hear about Step Family Day, to contact any of their congressmen people or anyone like that to make sure?
Yeah, I mean, that would be totally up to them. I pretty much have, I mean, on my end and what I'm doing is pretty set in stone. I mean, I'm dealing with usually most of the same groups and people and, you know, but it's not a struggle. I mean, we're getting all 50 states up. Enough. Had it been a struggle, it might be, but people are getting it. And, if I can share with you that first year, I won't mention names, but I was like emailing everybody. And back in 1997, there were 827 emails with government officials because it was just catching on to get an email. I emailed 827 government officials.
Wow.
One day I go to my desk and there's two envelopes, Barbara, two from the United States senators. I opened the first one and it was all positive. If there's anything you need to do to help encourage the stay, contact my office. I'm just in tears, happy. My husband's laughing because I'm doing a happy dance. You know, I felt like I had a little bit of success there. I opened the other one and it states, this congressman will never support an immoral day. And I sat in my, I mean, the wind was just knocked out of my sail, and I sat down and I just like, oh my gosh. I mean, the senator was married for 40 years and he believes in the America stands for virtues and morals. And I cried. I felt defeated. And my husband looked at me and he said, you better get used to this. Not everybody is going to agree with you. And I've always said no one will understand how much that senator put the fire under my butt, because I got up the next day and I went, oh, no, watch me. He will never, ever know. I mean, that drive was so strong to hear those words. It was like, you know, I don't know. It just really moved me to work, and I went to work. That was I was done, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It probably doesn't surprise anyone listening because, I mean, again, it's perception, the story, and also the kind of overriding power of we're all divorced or someone's divorced. And you know, that usually comes along with the package. So
Absolutely. That's
really what they're talking about. And,
right.
And what they're also implying. Yeah, go ahead.
We were that nation. I mean, there were the morals. Everybody, you know, divorce shouldn't be accepted. And you know, and then I sat there and I'm looking at these kids going, really? Oh, what do we tell these kids? I mean, you know. So, but it all worked out in the end.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be people, because a lot of it comes from a place of fear, because they don't want to be divorced, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
absolutely,
when you're talking to families like us, everyone has the fear that they might be joining the ranks. So
absolutely,
why hang? You know what I mean? Why hang with us when,
absolutely,
you know, the, that could be in their future?
Mm-hmm.
Statistics tell us that it might be. So it's totally expanded. But I got to tell you, Christy, your work is unbelievable. It's really unbelievable.
Thank
how
you.
You've devoted your life to all of us who live this life and love it and know that it can work. So with that, we will see you on Twitter, not only this year, but in all follow years.
Absolutely.
That's
awesome.
Right. And all
I appreciate your support.
Because people will listen to this, you know, down the line. We're still on Twitter for Step Family Day and Week. And to think of really creative ways of celebrating it. Do something different. And we're different.
Absolutely.
Why not do something different and have fun and let Christy know about it so that we can see it on the site. So with that,
Thank you.
Appreciate so much, because I know how busy you are. This is like a big week for you. So I appreciate it. And we'll be going live on Step Family Day so that people can hear what it's all about. And I'll see you
Great.
On Twitter. Thanks again.
Okay,
Christy.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.